Two prayers written by Raghunath Das Goswami, who spent 45 years living at Radhakund and Shyamakund. And these are written in a meter called Malani meter, which is not so easy to say. But on this auspicious day of the appearance of Radhakund, I thought we could chant these prayers. Maybe some of you are chanting. Are you chanting these sometimes? So that was the last verse of the Shruti fall. And Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, anyone who has fixed in the idea of serving Radha, and he reads this prayer, glorifying Radhakund, even in their present body, Krishna will be very happy and give them direct darshan of Radhika, and also their many amorous pastimes. When the devotee sees such wonderful pastimes, and he envisions himself serving Radha and Krishna in various ways, the devotee will feel great, immense jubilation. So such a great benediction Raghunath Das Srimati Rati Manjari is giving to the reciter of this beautiful astakam which he composed here at Radhakund, that will actually have darshan of Radha and Krishna and enter their service even in our present body before we leave this world. So in these two prayers, very beautiful prayers, and the time doesn't give us much time to discuss all these prayers, but much about the Leela and the glories of Radhakund is mentioned here. Well, this Shyamakundastakam, the Shruti fall, the benefit one gets by reciting, it's told that if one recites this prayer with great devotion, he will develop loving attraction for Krishna, who's with Radharani. And they will easily enter their worship and attain their eternal company. So our attraction, our loving attraction for Krishna will increase by reciting this prayer, Shyamakundastakam. And we'll very easily, it's telling, so easily, it says, Syat Radhya Sat Subhajya Sahagana Saha Sahagan Sakibi will easily join all the other Sakis, Sakigan. We'll come in the company with all the other sakis, and we'll have the opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna. Sounds very easy, very simple, just by reciting this prayer. So, sounds pretty wild over there. That's where we're going. So I'll read this first verse, Radha Kundashtakam. After killing of Arishtasura, Srimati Radhika and her sakis exchanged many joking words with Sri Krishna concerning the necessary atonement for one who has committed the offense of killing a bull. And I had recited some of those joking words that went on. It's called Narma Dharma Okti. Okti means, Ukti means words. So Narma Dharma Okti Ranger. Rangar means very playful, playful ukti, playful words, religious words, playful religious words, which were very funny because they were discussing the topics of religion. As a result, the Queen of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, or Srimati Radhika, and her sakis joyfully excavated and filled Radhakund with their own hands. May that immensely fragrant Radhakund be my shelter. Surab means very fragrant. Ati means excessively. Surab. Sometimes we may think it's talking about a surabi cow, but it's not, because it's not a long. There's no long. It's short. Surab. Surab means very sugandhi, very fragrant, and immensely fragrant. And of course, as you read the prayer, you see that Radhakund is fragrant. Of course, it's fragrant with flowers, blossoming flowers like red and yellow and blue and white lotus flowers, which in those days were extreme. Even now they're fragrant, but in those days they were too fragrant. But actually Radhakund is fragrant with the most wonderful love of Radha and Krishna. The type of love they experience here is not anywhere to be found and anywhere in Braj. That's why Rupa Goswami says that this is the topmost Leela Stali, which means it's the topmost place of loving exchanges. Oh, so many places Radharani and Krishna have Jal Keli. They sport and splash water. And they have Julanyatra. They swing on a swing under the couple of rickshaw trees. and they play holy, they squirt colored water on each other, and they play this Pashukela dice, and they wander in the forest, Banbihara, and they take bojan, they take some fruits. Many places in Braj this takes place, or this occurs. But that the form of those same pastimes in Vrindavan, the form of those same pastimes which they engage in other places in Vrindavan, that pleasure, that taste, the rasa that they relish when they engage in those same pastimes on the banks of Radhakund and Shyamakund are incomparable. The acharyas are explaining this. Because of the special atmosphere of Radhakund, you could say the transcendental ambience. And what is the speciality of Radhakund? That there's no entry. There's no entry. And they have these signs, no entry. These international signs. There's a red circle, and in the middle there's a picture of Chandravali. And then there's a red line that goes diagonal like this. That means no entry, Chandravali. Then there's a red circle, and inside it has cows and like this. There's no Nanda Baba doesn't come, Rishabhana Maharaj doesn't come. What to speak of Jatila? She gets close, but she gets about 8 kilometers away. And then she gets bombed by the airplanes. So she can't get very close to this place. It's highly guarded, it's highly secret. So Yogamaya Purnamasi, this place of all of Braj, of all of Lila Stalis, only Radhakund is reserved and preserved only for Radharani and her sakis and a handful of Krishna's Priyanarma sakas like Subal, Manamangal, and Kinkini, and Ujvala, and Stoka Krishna, these Ashta sakas that are have some kunjas around Shyamakund. They're able to come here. So it's a very, very private meeting place. And there's no dust of Chandravali's feet over here. There's no mixture. There's only Radha Ras Sudaniti. This is Radha Ras Sudaniti. This is the Radha Ras Sudaniti. Suda means Suda, means nectar. Nectar. And Niti means ocean. An ocean, nectarine ocean of Radha Ras. There's no other Gopi Ras here, only Radha Ras. So therefore, Krishna, when he swings with Radharani here at Radhakund, on the banks of Radhakund, he feels such exhilaration. This is unadulterated, sweet love. This is the purest, rarest, most concentrated, purest, most rarefied and condensed form of love that could ever be experienced anywhere in all of creation. The kind of love that's tasted on the banks of Radhakund, whether it's sporting the water, or swinging on the swing, or shooting colors. In Varsana they play holy, and Nandagan they play holy. It's the only place they play holy. But Radhakund holy, like oftentimes in holy time, people say, "Oh, have you ever taken part in Varsana holy?" No, I played holy in Delhi, or in Bombay, or I played holy in Vrindavan, or I went to Banka Bihari temple and we played holy there. Oh, no, you don't know anything. You have to go to Varsana. If you really want to get the spirit of holy and the feeling of holy, you must go to Varsana holy and play. Acha. So then when you go, then you know. If you don't go, you don't know. So it's the same thing. When Krishna has these same sports in Radhakund, then he's such exhilaration that he can't find anywhere else. So that's why everywhere Radhakund is glorified. So this is the fragrance, this immensely fragrant, this surab, ati surab. It's an ati surab, prem surab. It's a sweet, this incredible fragrance of, this is only Radharani, this is Radharani's place. And even to this day, after so many thousands of years since Radha and Krishna displayed their Prakat Leela here, even today this place is reserved. In Vrindavan, you find all kinds of Vaishnavas. Ram Bhaktas are there, Mayavadis there, Akandanandan's ashram, and this one, that one, all mixed up in Braj. In many places around Braj, you find all these different ashrams. And Nimbarkis are there, and this, that. And there's only actually one place. It's kind of like the Jews, and the Jews were wandering around the desert trying to find some country or whatever. I don't know, whatever it was, something like that. And so the Gaudi Vaishnavas are spread all over Braj Mandal. They're in Nandagram, Varsana, Vrindavan, Sevagunj, Nidivan, etc. But here, when you come to Radhakund, it's Radharani's place. And even after 5,000 years, it's only reserved for Radharani's bhaktas, Radharani's mandris. This is the mandri's place. This is the mandri's place. And other places in Braj, you have sakis are there, and coward boys are there, and all kinds of different worshippers, and nimbarkis, and rambhaktas, and this and that. But here, everywhere you find here in Radhakund, everyone is a Gaudiya Vaishnava. There are no Nimbarki temples here, as far as I know. Maybe I'm wrong. But there's so many temples from Narottam Sampradaya coming from Manipur. There's like 40, 50 temples that are established by kings and devotees from Manipur, here in Radhakund. And the Goswami's temples, and the replicas of the Goswami's temples, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mahan, Shamasundar Damodar, etc. And then there's different Brahmins. And except, I mean, there's a sitting place of Balabhacharya, but basically it's 99, you can say 100%, this is the Gaudiya Vaishnava Leela Stan. And Gaudiya Vaishnava means Manjari Bhav, Radha Dasyam, the service of Radha Dasyam. So even to this day, it's a very, very special place because of this. That's why devotees like to come here and stay here. Because when you go to Vrindavan and other places, there's such wonderful high leelas taking place there. But not the kind of... There's Ras Leela over there in Vrindavan also. And there's holy and so many things. But there's Ras Leela here. And the Ras Leela here in Radhakund cannot compare. The Ras Leela in Punchari and Govardhan, or the Ras Leela in Vrindavan, it's like a fig compared to the Ras Leela at Radhakund. Or to speak of holy, etc., etc. Famous, different places in Vrindavan are famous for different leelas. The holy, this, that, the other thing. But Radhakund has all the same leelas, but in the topmost, most purest expression, most intense, relishable form. And this is our place. Gaudiya Vaishnava's place. Have you ever noticed anything different about Radhakund? There's no Mishra Bhakti here. There's no mixture here. There's no a little bit of Ram Bhakti, a little bit of Shiva Bhakti, a little bit of Hanuman Bhakti. It's Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And the people that live here, what do they call? If you know anybody that lives here, and you're in their house, and they say, oh, mommy, I'm going to do Radharani Parikrama. Like my Chokhara says, I'm doing Radharani Parikrama. They call this Radhakund and Shamakund, they call it Radharani. This is Radharani. And even I remember one time, I've said this so many times, but some people maybe knew. And I went to Vrindavan with one Brahmin taxi driver from here. And we parked near Banka Vihari. And I said, I'm going that way. Why don't you come with me? We can take darshan to Banka Vihari. He said, oh, I've already seen Radharani. I had darshan of Radharani before we left. He said, very matter-of-factly, like, I saw Bill Jones or Sunil Gupta or something. I saw Sunil Gupta. You saw him? I saw him. He said, I saw Radharani this morning. He said, just like this. He said, I saw Radharani this morning. I said, really? I didn't see her. I said, where? I said, where did you see Radharani? I said, Radharani. You know, the car was parked there. I saw Radharani. I paid pranams. I took ashram. I saw Radharani. I said, you mean Radhakund? Yeah, Radharani. He didn't even say, yes, Radhakund. He said, yes, Radharani. And I said, yes, Radharani. When will I have that fortune to be born in Vrindavan? What to speak of Radhakund? And when will I have that realization, understanding, and perception that Radhakund is Radharani? It is Radharani. It's not like Radharani, or representing Radharani, or almost like Radharani, or it is Radharani. And everyone, I've never heard any Radhakund Vasi, I never heard anyone since coming here, first time in 77, but I didn't really hear so much from them at that time. But since 94, I never heard anyone here saying, I'm going... Mommy, your daddy, or wife, husband, this, that. I never heard anyone saying, oh, I'm going to do Radhakund Parikrama. And you hear it sometime. You are familiar with the people, how they speak here? Yes or no?
Yes.
What do they say?
Yes.
I'm doing Radhakund. See, they're living here also all Kartik, 2-3 months a year. Adi Sundari and Giri Daridas. And they're also understanding this thing. So this is what happens when you stay in a place, things rub off on you, or things are revealed to you. So it was a real revelation for me that, tong, 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 something wrong with my hard drive here. I dropped this thing and it doesn't function properly. What's wrong with me? Why can't I perceive this? Why can't I realize this? Well, anyway, keep bathing. And the Vrijvasis, they don't bathe. But the people who live here, Radhakund, I think they usually bathe once in their life when their father dies. When their father dies and they burn him, then their clothes are contaminated, they come back and they bathe in their clothes and they go back home and change their clothes and do all the rituals, whatever they do. But otherwise, you ever see the people from Radhakund bathing in Radhakund?
Sometimes
Bahalas. Yeah, maybe Bahalas to me. Maybe. In the day, even.
They say Radharani Snan.
Yeah, Radharani Snan. Yeah, they say Radharani Snan. In Radharani Snan, Radharani Prakama. I had darshan of Radharani, I saw Radharani. So we want the dust of their feet sprinkled on our hearts and minds. So we serve them, we take their darshan, we respect them, we regard them, we remember them, we glorify them. And someday, somehow, in some future lifetime, we may be able to perceive, actually see Radharani here at Radhakund, at her kund. And sometimes they call it Shri Kund, Radhakund, Shri Kund. What are some other names? Shri Kund, Radhakund, Krishna Kund. All these names I heard. Many, they say, oh yes, Krishna Kund. I said, Krishna Kund, where's Krishna Kund? I said, that's some other Kund. It's Krishna Kund. Oh, Krishna Kund. Shri Kund, they call it Shri Kund. Shri Kund. Because there are other Kunds in Vrindavan, Rajmala Kishori Kund and Barsana and like this. And other Kunds, Krishna Kund or whatever. So, this is the fragrance here. This is the Ati Surab. This is the immensely fragrant. And this is his refrain. The refrain, he's saying, Evashrayo. Kundam Radha Kundam Evash Ashray. I want this shelter. I want this ashray. What is this ashray? There's the Vishayan and ashray. This is an Alamban. Alamban Bhav. Right? And Vibhav. Vibhav Alamban and Vibhav Udipan. So Alamban Bhav, Vibhav. Then you have what you call the Vishay and the Ashray. The Vishay is the subject of love and Ashray is the object of love. The shelter of love is the Ashray. Shelter. We say, sometimes we translate Ashray as shelter. So he's saying, Radha Kundam Evashrayo. I want this shelter. I want this Ashray. I want this Prema Ashraya. Because the gopis are the Ashray of Prem. And Krishna is the subject of Prem. He's a Vishay. They're offering their Prem to him. They're offering their love to him. And he's relishing it. He's experiencing it. He's tasting it. He's enjoying it. He's savoring it. So they're saying, he's saying in every phrase, he's saying, Tadati Surabhi Radha Kundam Evashrayo. This very fragrant, this is my shelter. I'm begging Radharani, I'm begging you, oh Radharani, please give me shelter at your kund so that I can partake in these wonderful rasas, these immensely fragrant rasas, this surab, ati surab. In every verse he's saying, yes, yes, Radhakunda, this is my shelter. May this be my shelter. May this ashraya, this type of prem that's being experienced here, and this type of prem which is being offered to you here, and this type of prem which you are offering to Krishna here at Radhakund, this should be my shelter. Gopi Ashraya. Gopi Bhava Ashraya. This is a mantra that's given at sannyas. Gopi Bhava Ashraya. The shelter of the Gopi's Bhav. In the land of the hearts. Interesting land, huh? The land of the hearts. In the land of the hearts of those who bathe in Radhakund, what happens? What grows there in that land? In the earth. You put some seed and some apple tree comes or some flowers, rose flowers come. So in the land of the hearts of those who bathe in Radhakund, what grows, what manifests, what develops? A desire tree of superlative prem. Braja Bhuvi Mura Shatro Prayasinam Nikamar. Asulabam apiturnam prema kapadrumam. Kapadruma means tree. Prema kapadruma means the tree of prema. Jana yati riddhi bhumo. Bhumo means earth. Riddhi means the land of the earth, the land of the heart. Snatur uche priyam yat. Snatur, by taking bath. Uchai, it arises. Priyam. This. And what about this type of prem? This is not even attainable for Krishna's beloved queens in Brajabhumi. This is what I've written in my book here. It says, this is not even attainable for Krishna's beloveds in Brajabhumi. It's saying here, what does it say here in the translation? It says, principal queens in Dwarka. Well, in another translation of this verse, which we were studying, it says this phrase, they're taking the... This translator is taking this phrase. He's saying, Braja Bhuvi Mura Shatro Murashatra was Krishna. Murashatra means the person who killed the Mura demon. Right? Murashatra. Prayasi. Prayasi means Krishna's sakis, the gopis. Then it says Brajabhuvi, in the land of Braj. So how that turned into the queens of Dwarka, God only knows. But in the translation by the Acharya of Radhakund, who's actually sitting on the gaddi or whatever it is, the seat of Raghunath Das Goswami, gaddi. Is that right?
Gaddi.
The gaddi. The seat of Das Goswami, the 37th in the line or whatever it is. He's the Acharya and Guru for this Radhakund. He is translating like this. Because in the land of the hearts of those who bathe in Radhakund, who is those? We be those. We be them. D-E-M. We be them. We're those guys and gals that are bathing or about to bathe. And if this guy just be quiet, this quiets down, we can bathe. Those who bathe in Radhakund and who have a heart, that's the first qualification. Hopefully everyone has a heart. And there's some land left in your heart. Because if everything's taken up by Maya in your heart, then there's no place in your heart to sprout this seed. Like if you have a garden that's jammed up with plants and you can't plant another one because every inch is sprouting something. So usually every inch of our heart is sprouting material desires, material desire trees. But if there's some space left in our hearts, and when we bathe, then what will happen? Then this prema kapha drumam, this will happen. It's very rare. It says, Braja Bhuvi Mura Shatru Prayasinam Nikamar Asulabham. All that is one phrase. And that's what comes next. This is not attainable, Asulabham. It's not attainable even for Krishna's Mura Shatru's Prayasis. Mura Shatru's Prayasis means Krishna's beloveds, his Prayasis in Braja Bhuvi. Braja Bhuvi, where do you see? There's no Dwarka there. So, then what does that mean? What is that superlative prema? What is that prema kapadrumam, that very special type of prema that arises in the heart when one bathes in Radhakund, which is not even attainable by Krishna's gopis? Krishna's prayasis, his most beloved gopis, and Brajabhuvi. Brajabhuvi doesn't mean Dwarka, by the way. Brajabhuvi means Brajabhumi. So what is that prema? It is Mandri prema. This is what happens. Mandri prema is sown in the heart of one who faithfully and offenselessly bathes in Radhakund. Of course, this is what we're telling in Purushottamant about the three adhikars to have these benedictions take place. One must be Nirapadi. Nirapadi, Niraparadi, and have Icha. Who said that, Icha? Yeah. So these are three qualifications for these benedictions and boons and phal shrutis to take place. You read something like this. Oh, first, I think there was four, actually. One has to have Shraddha.
Three.
Right? First thing is, when you read something like this, you have to believe it. Oh, I don't believe. How is that possible? Just by reciting this Ashtakam, you get the Darshan of Radharani, or you get this, I don't believe that. Come on, this exaggeration. He's just an egotist. He wants people to recite his poetry. You know, this is not possible. And who is he anyway? How is he so he can make such a benediction? I read in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, anyone who recites the Rasa Lila, then Prema Bhakti comes in his heart, then a disease of lust goes out. Oh, this is not possible. So, first one has to have Shraddha, Shraddhanvita. He has to have faith. Then he has to be Nirapadi. He has to be free from offenses. Of course, being faithless is one of the offenses. And the other thing he has to be, yeah, that was it, Nirapadi and have faith. And Icha. These are the three things. Nirupadi is something else. But that's also a good idea. To be free from all designations. Because it's called Braja Prema is called Nirupadi Prema. But at any rate, these are the three requirements for one to receive the benedictions that are being offered everywhere in Shastra. By this Astakam and that prayer and this chapter of Bhagavatam. Anyone who reads this chapter of Bhagavatam, he gets this, that, the other thing. So many great things, benefits and boons. So one must believe it, and one must desire it. Oh yes, if I take a bath, then this Mandri prema, this Mandri bhav will come in my heart, and I will become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Oh yeah, that sounds like a nice idea. I desire that a little bit. But I have a whole lot of other desires too. I want a new car, a new house, and this and that, and so many things, and I have a lot of things to do. So many other desires are crowding that desire, or strangling that desire. So the desire is very weak. It's one of many desires. Yes, I want this service of Radharani. Okay, that sounds good. Somebody told me it's a good idea. Okay, sounds good. I put it on a list of things to do. Things to do, things to desire. So that's not the kind of itcha they're talking about. So itcha, and then shraddha, and then nirapradi. One must be free from offenses. Vaishnavaparad, sevaparad, namaparad, dhammaparad. So basically you have to be a pure devotee. So if you happen to be a pure devotee, then whatever these things, whatever is said, you'll get it. If you don't have it already. And if you're a pure devotee, you probably have it already, so why bother chanting anyway? Because you're already relishing all this nectar anyway. So now, consolation prize, or a consolation for us? Even an offensive person, now we're getting closer to home. Even if you happen to be a maha aparadi instead of a near aparadi, you're near lots of aparads. And even an offensive person who bathes, he will get rid of that attitude, he will get rid of his offensive attitude and attain the supreme goal by bathing in Radhakund again and again. This is some commentary on this verse, which we've added, because this is a commentary on the word, it says, will arise. It says, will arise. It's uche. It's not the uche. Snatur uche priyam yat, that he will become this will arise, uche, will instantly arise. It's not uche priyam. So this uche means rise. This type of thing will arise by this bathing. Janayati vidhi bhumo snatur uche priyam yat, tarati survi radha kundame vashrayome. So for those that meet these requisites of being near aparadi and have that strong and unified and singular desire for this service of Radharani's lotus feet and Manjari Bhav, and for those who have shraddha, they have faith, pure faith, reinforced by knowledge and surrender and expression of their knowledge by their surrender and their activities, then instantly they will attain by one bath in Radhakund. But if someone is short, he's missing something in one category or the other, less faith or more aparads or less desire, then there's still hope for him or for her also. And by repeatedly bathing in Radhakund, the all-merciful Radhakund will grant her mercy, because Radhakund is Radharani. Radhakund is Premamayi Radharani. Radhakund is Karunamayi Radharani. Radhakund is Vatsalyamayi Radharani, very affectionate. Radharani is not only Krishna is affectionate. Radharani is very affectionate, very compassionate, and full of love for Krishna. And she wants nothing more than to engage others in the loving service of Krishna. So our attitude will change, our mind will become pure, our hearts will become pure by repeatedly bathing. This faith, at least this much faith, we should have. But if we think, oh, I'm a hopeless case, there's no hope for me. Why bathe? Why bother? I'm far gone conclusion or something. Foregone or far gone? Foregone?
Foregone.
Foregone conclusion. I need a lot of help here. So I'm just struggling along on crutches. But the point is that either way we go, Raghunath Das Goswami is encouraging us to bathe. To bathe or not to bathe? That is the question. So we would like to say the answer is bathe, bathe, and keep on bathing. Shri Shama Kun Radha Kun Avrabhav Titi Mahotsav Ki Jai.